Welcome back, Lexicrats. I'm Kendall Rice.
And I'm Grace Cho.
You're listening to Lesson 11, The Power to Make.
It's good to be great.
Smart, brave, funny, handsome, all excellent traits to have.
But if you really want to make your mark on the world, just being great may not be enough. You may have to create something great.
A work of art, a fantastic new machine, a really tasty sandwich.
There's no counting the ways you can be creative.
But we've counted 7 words to help you make an impression.
Assemble.
Concoct.
Construct.
Engender.
Fabricate.
Produce.
And manufacture.
First word, assemble.
You probably know this word from things you buy that aren't already put together for you.
Things like toys and furniture.
You have to put these things together yourself at home.
When you see them at the store, there may be a label on them that says some assembly required.
To assemble something is to put it together.
The direct object of assemble can be the end product.
Not knowing how to assemble a chair on his own, John read the instructions carefully.
Or it could be the parts that come together to make that product.
John assembled the boards and sticks into what he hoped would become a chair.
If the direct object is the parts, you need to use the preposition into before the whole.
The general assembled 6 of his finest soldiers into a special operations team.
The word assemble has 2 very easy Latin roots.
You're probably expecting them to be a preposition and a verb, right?
That's the way it usually works, but this time it's a preposition and an adjective.
That happens sometimes.
The preposition is ad, which means to or toward. The D in ad changes to match the sound of the next morpheme.
That morpheme is similis, a Latin adjective meaning like or same.
That's where we get the English word similar, isn't it?
It sure is. To assemble things that are like each other is to put them together into the same product.
In your example sentence, John's chair, sticks, and boards were like each other in that they were all chair parts.
And the general soldiers were like each other in that they were talented enough to be on his elite team.
A similar word that has the same 2 roots as assemble is the verb assimilate.
To assimilate into a culture is to become more like it and start to fit into it. When you move to a new place, you usually assimilate to its customs to some degree.
In other words, you make yourself the same as your environment.
What's the opposite of assemble?
You mean a word for taking things apart? If we're taking apart an object like a chair, that's disassemble. If I take out all the nails and screws from a chair and separate it out into its parts, I've disassembled it.
We do this to words all the time, don't we?
That's true. We're disassemblers of words.
But not dissemblers of words, I hope?
Certainly not. Listeners, did you catch that? There are 2 different words, disassemble and dissemble, and they aren't the same thing.
Not at all. To disassemble is to take something apart.
But to dissemble is to avoid telling the truth.
You don't tell any actual lies when you dissemble. You just find ways to hide what you're really thinking.
We're pretty honest in this podcast, so while we're constantly disassembling words into their parts, you'll never hear us dissembling.
Are you dissembling right now?
What? No way. Second word, concoct.
Hold on, you never explain what the dis and dissemble means.
Did I not? Second word, con...
Stop dissembling and tell us what dis means.
Fine, it means apart.
That's right. When we disassemble an object, we undo the process of assembly by taking it apart.
And when we dissemble, our words are not like our feelings. Our true intent lies somewhere apart from the things we say.
Now we can move on to the second word, concoct.
This word means to create something by mixing other things together.
Chemistry professors concoct strange cocktails of chemicals in their laboratories.
If you think about it, chemistry is a lot like cooking. Whether you're mixing chemicals in a lab or ingredients in a kitchen, you're making something by mixing various parts together.
In fact, the word concoct literally means to cook together. Con means together, and cocere means to cook in Latin.
Can we cook together things that aren't food?
Figuratively, yes. Probably the most common use of this word is to concoct a plan or scheme.
There's a lot to think about when you're planning something big or complicated. You have to keep track of all the little details and let them cook together in your brain like a stew.
Brain stew, huh?
Mmm.
Okay, zombie. Third word, construct.
This one's easy. It just means to build something.
As we can see by looking at the roots, con means together, and struere means to build in Latin.
What kinds of things can we build with this word?
Houses, buildings, machines, you name it. Pretty much anything physical.
Does it have to be physical?
No, but it'd sound kind of weird if it weren't.
So concoct is better for making abstract things, like plans, than construct is, right?
That's right.
Since you did this to me last time, now it's my turn. What's the opposite of construct?
Strictly speaking, that would be destruct. To destruct something is to break it down completely so it can never be used again.
I almost never hear that word used as a verb.
Yeah, it's usually an adjective, as in the self-destruct devices a lot of big machines and vehicles in movies have. If things get too bad and the machine is about to fall into the hands of the enemy, you can push the self-destruct button and get out of there.
So destruct is possible as a verb, but it's rarely used that way. A much more common alternative is...
Hey now, don't give away too much here. That's one of next lesson's words.
Oh, is it? Well, I wouldn't want to destruct our listeners' reason to come back. Better keep it a secret for now.
We'll just say now that it uses the same roots, but passes one of them through a different language.
I bet our listeners have already guessed the word.
But we still have more to say in this lesson about the struct part of this verb.
Right. We also see it in the verb obstruct.
That means to block something, to get in its way. Literally, to obstruct is to build against.
And this morpheme also shows up in the noun structure.
To construct is to build, and a structure is the thing you build.
This can be physical or metaphorical, like the structure of an essay.
I think we've built up this root enough. On to our fourth word, engender.
This word has two meanings, a really old one that no one uses anymore, and a more recent one that we use a lot.
Of course, they're related. What's the old meaning?
It's to father a child. By this usage, a dad engenders his kid.
The N in this word is the old French version of the Latin preposition in, which means the same as ours does, in.
And the gender comes through Old French from the Latin verb generare, which meant to bring forth.
So to engender a child is to bring it forth into the world.
That's the old usage anyway. The one that's common now is more abstract.
Today, engender means to give rise to something. In other words, to cause it.
Could you engender an example sentence for us?
Could I father an example sentence, you mean?
Well, mother it.
Fine. The king's new tax engendered hatred among the peasants.
In other words, the tax caused hate, brought forth their hate. Since this is kind of a hard word, how about one more sentence?
I had hoped this medicine would cure my headache, but so far it's engendered only sleepiness.
That is, it's brought about a sleepy state.
Fifth word, fabricate.
This word also has two meanings, one literal and one figurative.
The literal meaning is to build an object.
Especially using pre-made parts. Example, please.
The workers didn't so much build the house as fabricate it from sections of wood and shingles.
And the figurative meaning is to make up a story, to tell one that isn't true.
When asked by his teacher where his homework was, the student could only fabricate an excuse.
Whatever he tells her, it isn't the truth.
That's because fabricate comes from the Latin noun fabrica, meaning workshop. A workshop is a place where you create things that didn't exist before.
An excuse is something that doesn't exist until you create it. The truth, on the other hand, existed from the moment it happened because it's true.
Some people are really good at fabricating excuses. They always seem to get away with things.
We can think of those people as excuse artists. The word fabrica, workshop, originally came from the noun faber, which meant artisan.
So a good liar is a craftsman of sorts.
We really shouldn't be encouraging our listeners to take pride in this sort of thing.
Definitely not. Just saying that it takes skill.
Sixth word, produce.
This word may seem a little easy, but it's valuable for its roots.
Indeed. Lexicrats who are with us for lesson 8, the power to lead, will remember the Latin verb ducere, to lead.
And the pro in front of that means forward. So to produce something is literally to lead it forward.
Produce is a really versatile word. It can mean to create something from raw materials.
The automaker just bought a new factory, so it's ready to start producing this year's cars.
Or to cause something to happen.
Mixing chemical A with chemical B seemed to produce no reaction, but in fact, chemical B was undergoing changes that the scientists couldn't see.
Or to pull something out so others can use it or look at it.
Here's my rent payment for this month, he said, producing a check from his pocket.
Or even to manage the business side of a show or the audio quality of a recording.
TV producers decide which shows get on the air using their knowledge of what audiences are most likely to watch.
That's a lot to keep track of, but in all those usages, you can see the idea of leading something forward.
Creating something in a factory leads it forth from its basic materials into the market.
Causing a reaction leads it forth from a state of not happening.
Pulling something out of a concealed place leads it forth into the exposed world.
And managing the finances or quality of an artistic project helps lead that project forth from a germ of an idea in the artist's mind to a finished work that the public can enjoy.
Produce also has an economic meaning that's pretty close to its first usage. To produce is to make. So producers, in an economic sense, are the people who make and sell things.
The ones who buy things are consumers.
And the same terms come up in biology, too. Producers are plants and other life forms that make their own energy from sunlight.
Whereas consumers are the animals that eat those producers.
Produce is a very useful word. It may take time, but if you can get comfortable with its multiple meanings, your English will sound much more natural.
Now for our last word, manufacture.
To manufacture something is to make it by hand.
That makes perfect sense if you look at the Latin roots. Manus is the noun for hand, and facere is the verb for make.
We introduced this verb back in Lesson 3, the power to scorn.
I remember. It came at the end of vilify, which meant to speak badly of someone. Vilis meant low or vulgar, and fi was short for facere, to make. So the whole word meant to make someone low, or at least to try to.
Facere appears in many forms. Sometimes it's fac, sometimes it's fic, sometimes it's fact.
As in factory.
And sometimes fic.
As in fiction.
No matter what form you see it in, facere always means to make or do.
If you've studied any Spanish, you'll recognize it in the verb hacer, which means the same thing.
That word has barely changed. The E at the end has fallen off.
A regular change from Latin to Spanish infinitives.
And the F sound has softened to a silent H.
You see that a lot too, when you go from Latin to Spanish.
Manufacturing originally meant actually building things with your hands, so we tend to reserve this word for making physical objects.
But we no longer have to make everything with our hands. Thanks to the power of technology, we can now make things using tools and robots.
Yes, manufacture has certainly come a long way.
Hey, you just used it as a noun. Is that possible?
Sure. As a noun, manufacture just means the act of making things.
Gotcha. A moment ago, you said that this word is used for physical objects. Could it be used for creative works like sculptures or books?
Those things are physical, but manufacture would probably still not be the best word to use for making them. The reason is that we tend to use this word for making a lot of something at one time, and the things we manufacture are usually easy to make.
Not like works of art then?
No, actually using the word manufacture to talk about making a work of art would be a good way to express how crude and unskillful you think it is.
We have to be careful with this word then.
Just use it for mass-produced goods and you'll be fine.
Time to see what you make of this lesson's locutions. I'll give you the product to be made, and you give me the best verb from this lesson that we could use to make it.
The verbs were assemble, concoct, construct, engender,
fabricate, produce, and manufacture.
Ready?
A new wing of a hospital.
Construct. This is a physical building, so the verb struere is perfect for it.
A love potion.
Concoct. You'll have to cook the ingredients together in a kitchen-like setting.
A controversy.
Engender. Though produce could also work in a direct sense, engender is a more precise fit, the way it gradually gives rise to the controversial reaction.
A bookshelf.
Assemble. The wooden pieces of the shelf are like each other and you have to put them together.
A lie.
Fabricate. It takes a real artisan to lie and get away with it. If you said dissemble, you were close. Just remember that dissembling isn't actually lying, but merely hiding the truth.
An iPod.
Manufacture. Chances are you won't be assembling one yourself.
Adenosine triphosphate.
Are you serious? Okay, let's give our listeners a shot at it. Produce. Plants are producers, meaning they make their energy source. Adenosine triphosphate, or ATP for short, from water and sunlight. Putting that on the quiz was kind of evil.
Was it? I thought it was okay, since plants are produce, right?
Like at a grocery store? I suppose, since the noun produce means something produced on a farm.
That's good to know. Our listeners should be proud. You guys now know 7 ways to talk about making things.
From concrete objects to abstract concepts, the fruits of your effort will taste all the more impressive if you grow them using the right verb.
Nice metaphor you just concocted.
You engendered it with that ATP talk.
That was just something I fabricated on the spot.
We'd better wrap up before we produce insanity in our listeners.
Stay productive, Lexicrats.
See you next time.